Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amr Aleph, fourth line from the top. Amr Shlokish for Shlokish teaches us Arba Dvarim, four different types of activity. Has Oisnei son, somebody who does these things, Dama Baroshai, he's putting his life in danger. Umeschai ben Nafshai, he will be held responsible if something Chas V'Shalom were to happen to him because they are acts that are dangerous. Elohein, hanifta bein deka l'koysel, if somebody goes to the bathroom, between the palm tree and the wall, v'oiva b'shnei dekolim, somebody walks between two palm trees, all of these are areas that belong to the shadim. And as we've been learning in our sugyas, Chazal, because we learned in the previous sugyas, we're concerned about Shadim, Chazal, the same thing here. Chazal were concerned about Shadim and said, don't walk between these places where the Shadim grow. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed, asks, if you have a place where there are two palm trees growing together, where the halacha, in fact, is, the Gemara says, Hayotze b'yom Nisan, if somebody goes out during the Nisan days, and Roya, and he sees Ilonos Lavlevin, he sees trees that are blossoming, he has to make a bracha. And in fact, the halacha is the lechatchila. One should look for more than one tree if you go to a place. If he's going to find trees that are blossoming, he should try to find more than one tree that's blossoming at a time, because the Gemara's wording is Haroya Elonos. Elonos is a Lashon Rabbim, means two trees. So what's going to be the halacha if you have these two types of trees that are a place of shadim that the Gemara just identified? Should you make the Brichas Elonos? And he says that L'chatchila, if it's a place of Shadim, you shouldn't make Brichas Elonos in such a place. In fact, he says, the same halacha would apply on a Ilam Murkav, on a tree that was grafted in a non-halachically accepted manner. He says that a tree, so an Avera was done with this tree, and the halacha is that a tree on which a Avera was done should not be used for making the Birchas Elonos. In fact, he says that one of the reasons that we don't use an Esrog HaMurkav, an Esrog that was produced by grafting, is because how could you make a bracha on an Esrog, and then we even make a Shechiyonu on the Dalaminim, when something was done without, by Elonis that were Mekovim, trees that were Mekovim, which involve a Avera. And he quotes a Shaul Satshuvah Smichas Yitzchak, who also takes a stricter position, who says, Lo Yivarech el Amurkav. He says that if it's going to be the only tree that you're going to see that's blossoming, then maybe we could be more lenient. But certainly, if there's another tree available where you could make the bracha, and it's not a tree in which an aveira was done, that would certainly be preferable. Continues the Gemara. If somebody drinks water that he borrowed from somebody else, or somebody passes by water that was spilled on the ground, even if his wife had poured that water in front of him, in all these cases, there's a problem of Ruach Ra. However, I saw that the Darkei Tshuva says that the Gemara here speaks about Mayim Shulim, borrowed water. Says the Darkei Tshuva, if you boil water, so even if the water is Mayim Shulim, even if the water is water that was borrowed, if it's boiled, it's not a concern. Says the Gemara, Nifna bein deka l'kaisel, if somebody goes to the bathroom between the palm tree and the wall, lo yamaran adalesle arba amos, there's no there isn't Dalet Amos between the tree and the wall. Ava Islay Ava Amos, if there are four Amos between in that area, less Lambo, then there's no problem. Furthermore, V'chiles Le'Ava Amos, the concern is Le'al Amaran Adalaka Daka Chuna. There's no other place for the shade to go. Ava Ikadaka Chuna, if there is another place for the shade to go, less Lambo, there's no problem. And the reason Rashi says that we have to be concerned for the shadim, that the shadim should have where to go. If we give them their space, then we could be more lenient. Zok says the Gemara further, everybody should the column. Somebody who walks between two trees, two palm trees, is dangerous. Loy al maran el tloy paskinu rishus rabim. That there is no rishus rabim between those two trees. Al paskinu rishus rabim. If there's two tree, if there's room, less lambo. Again, the same concept. If we give the shadim their room, we could be more lenient. Hashoysamayim shulim. The Gemara says that if somebody drinks borrowed water, he has to be concerned. Says the Gemara, loy maran el shalinu cotton. That's only if a child borrowed that water. If it's an adult, less lambo. But feel shalinu cotton namilay amaran. Even when it was a child, there's no concern. Ela besada in a field, the lashchichi, where there really isn't much water available. Ava beir the shchichi in a place where there's in the city where there's plenty of water available. Less lambo, there's no concern again because the shadim have other water to drink from, and if they have other water to drink from, they don't have to drink from your water. Vafil besodan, even in a field, now nami leimarn ela b'maya. The concern is only when we speak about water. Aval b'chamra v'shikra, when we speak about aval b'chamra v'shikra, when we speak about wine and beer, less lambada is no concern. We furthermore learn, and the Rashbam says the same pshat, because there's no water, that's when we have to worry. And in fact, the Shas Chuas Rab Palm says that we see from this entire Gemara that the Shadim are not necessarily interested in causing damage. The only time they cause damage is when they have no other option. Says the Gemara further, however, Ma'am Shuchim, that if somebody passes over water that was spilled, it's dangerous. Says the Marloy Amaran, El Blef Sufkinu Afra, that you didn't pour earth over that water. The Loitof Buruka, or you didn't put saliva into that water. Avav Sufkinu, if you put earth there, Oitof Buruka, or you put in saliva there, less Lombarda is no concern. Furthermore, Loy Amaran, El Delava Alai Shimsha, that the sun didn't pass over the water. There weren't 60 steps that were passed over that water. If the sun passed over that water, if the sun passed over the water, or the or 60 steps were taken over that water, less lambada is no concern. Furthermore, there is no concern. Ella the loyrach of chamra. He's not riding on a donkey. V'loisai masane, he's not wearing shoes. Avaroch of chamra, if he's riding on a donkey, or v'sai masane, he's wearing shoes. Less lambo, there is no concern. So I saw that the Sefer Hilchos Gedola says that when our Gemara mentioned all these various conditions that solve the problem of a ruach ra, they say you don't have to have all of the conditions. As long as you meet one of the conditions, it's fine. However, says the Gemara, the Hani Mili, everything that we've just discussed that prevents a problem of Shadim is only in a place, where we don't have to be concerned about Kshafim. In a place where we need to be concerned about Kshafim, even though you have all of these conditions, we need to be concerned. Kahu gavra, like there was this following individual, the Rach of Chamra, that was riding a donkey, Vasai Masani, who was wearing shoes, Vagomed Masani, and his feet, his shoes shriveled up, Vatsavakari, and his feet shriveled up. Because it wasn't the Shadim that there was a concern, it was the Kshofim that were concerned. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Shloisha Eimim Matzen. There were three types of situations that they shouldn't pass between two men. V'loy Mismatzen, and a man should not pass between those two. Elohim, what are the halachas? Hakelev, a dog, Vadekel is a palm tree, Ve'isha is a woman. V'yeshayim Av Chazir. Some say the same halacha would apply by Chazir. V'yeshayim, and some say Av Hanochosh, also a snake. Vima matzim, and if they did pass through two men, if they did pass through two men, maita kante, what is the way to solve the problem, to take one out of the sakona? Amar Rapapa, says Rapapa, niftach bekeil, v'nafsik bekeil. He should begin a pasuk that begins with the word kale and ends with the word kale. It's the pasuk that says kale matzim mitzrayim, Kesoyafais reim loy, and then the pasuk continues. Kloy nachash biyakov, vloy kesem biyisrael, kes yomer liyisrael, or ma paul kale. By using that pasuk, that solves the problem. Inami niftach beloy v'nafsik beloy, or start with a pasuk that begins with the word loy and ends with the word loy. The pasuk says, "Lo ish kael v'yichazev ben adam v'yisnachem hu amav lo yaser v'diber v'lo yikimeno." These are the psukim. So of course, the farshim asked the question that Mashiach asked the question that the halacha is osulus rapis b'divrei Torah, that one is not allowed to use divrei Torah as a refuah, and therefore the question is how could one say these psukim? So Tosfos answers that the halacha that also sapis with the Torah, that you're not allowed to use the Torah for refuah, is only if you're using it to cause a refuah, to cause that one should be healed. But if it's lahagin as a preventative, protective measure, it's mutter. But then Tosfos says that you see him sech the Shabbos. That a chosh b'ishta tzimrta, somebody who has a very high fever, the Gemara says different refuahs that he can do, and one of the refuahs the Gemara says is saying a pasuk. So Tosfos then says that when one is in a situation of sakana, then it's mutter. The Mashah has a whole different approach. He says, the Gemara says, a chosh b'roishoy yasik b'toyra. If somebody has a headache, he should learn Torah. We just quoted the halacha, the Chazal teach us, Amos Rappin, but the very Torah. We're not allowed to use the very Torah for a four. He says, what we're supposed to do, that what it means is that if you say the very Torah on the Makkah, in other words, what I think the Mashah means to say is that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, gets sick, he needs to recognize that the reason he got sick is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send a message to him that he needs to improve. So if the person takes the Torah and uses it as an opportunity to improve, and that's what he's doing with the Divrei Torah, so it's not that he's using the Divrei Torah as a refuah, as a remedy. He's using the Divrei Torah as a method to realize and recognize that he needs to do and be better. That is permitted. So here, our Gemara taught us that one has to be careful about walking between two different things. And the Gemara, as we're going to see, specifies that it's speaking by Anida. Tosfos says that this concern that we're mentioning our Gemara is only in a situation, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, where we need to be concerned about kishif. And the Ben Yoyada also says it's only in a time when shadim are involved. And that's why it's a concern. Nowadays, the Ben Yoyada keeps repeating the concern for shadim is severely diminished, and we don't have to be so concerned. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon suggests that there's a connection between the story of Purim and our Gemara. He says the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Tazvav Amar Aleph says that Esther became a Nida when she heard about the terrible decree that Haman wanted to make against Klal Yisrael. So says the Vilna Gaon that Esther invited at that time Achashverosh and Haman to the party. And her intent was that she would sit between Haman and Achashverosh. And we just learned that if a Nida sits between the two men, it could cause terrible damage to those men. And that was her intent, how she could get the men to be, how she could get Haman and Achashverosh out of the way and save Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Masechta Horius, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us a number of things that are detrimental to one's learning Torah. It's difficult for us to learn Torah. And one of the things that the Gemara mentions there is somebody who passes between two women or allowing a woman to pass between two men. Says the Mashah, saying the psukim that are mentioned in our Gemara that take away this problem only solves a gashmis problem, only solves a physical danger. It doesn't save that his learning will be okay. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld disagrees, and he says that the power of the psukim that our Gemara says that work even help vis-a-vis a ruchnistige concern as well. The Shalos in Tzuvas Michas Yitzchak discusses, this is a Chelik Yud Simon Samaches, does this halacha only apply if one passes between two women, or even if one stands or sits between them? So he says that from the wording of the Gemara, he says, over means that you pass through. But the Michas Yitzchak says that since our Gemara began with the words Eima Matzen, he says, includes even sitting between two women. The Shalos HaTshuvos Masham discusses if this halacha also applies by two non-Jewish women. And he says that he's not quite sure, and therefore he says maybe we could be a little more lenient when it's non-Jewish women, but as much as we should be lenient, we should say the psukim that the Gemara just mentioned, and if one is going to sit between pass between two non-Jewish women, because again, we're dealing with a suffix, and whenever it's a suffix, especially when it's a sakana, we have to take a stricter position. The Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yud Gimel, Simen Reish Chof Beis, discusses what's going to be the halacha about a man buried between two women, that on one side is his wife. And he says that the question really is connected to another question, is if after someone passes away, the husband and in our case, both the husband and wife have passed away, are they still halachically considered married? If they're still considered married, so that means that one of the women that are on the side of this man is his wife. And if it's wife, then we don't have to be so concerned. And he says that there's not that much of a concern. He quotes a Shalos HaTshuvos Imri Ash, that is Mekel, and so too is he quotes a Shalos HaTshuvos Pri Soda. However, Ramosha in the Shalos HaTshuvos Egris Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simen Resh Mem Aleph, says that there's a famous minig not to allow a man to be buried next to a woman that's not his wife. And since that's the minig, then we should follow that minig. And in fact, he says, we should look at it that when a person is buried, a person buys a spot where he's going to be buried, or the Chevra Kedisha put him into the in a certain plot. He says, that is considered a place that he is, that's considered his makam, and his makam that there was a tanai that if another woman would not be buried there. The Shas Tshuvas Beis Avi, Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Dalid, says that Mi'ikar Hadin, there is no reason that a man can't be buried. He's not alive anymore next to a woman who's not his wife. He says, but if there's a minig not to do so, one should be very careful not to violate any minig. And if that if the minig, then one shouldn't not violate that minig. Says the Gemara, Hani Beit Shrei, there were two men, the Matzlu Isha Nida, that a woman who was a Nida passed through them, Im Betchilas Nidasahi, if it's after she just became a Nida, Hareges Echemhem, one of them will be hurt. Im Besaif Nidasahi, and if it's as she's finishing her period, Mariva Isabinayim, these two men will get into a quarrel. Maite Kante, says the Gemara, how do we solve this problem? Going back to what we just said, say a pasuk nifta bekeil and nisayin bekeil, begin and end a pasuk that says the word kale, and therefore will solve the problem. Says the Gemara, hani trei noshim deyasvin beprashas drachim. There are two women that are sitting by the crossroad in the road. One on one side of the road, and the other one on the other side of the road, and they're directly facing each other. If you see such a situation, then we can be sure that they're doing kshafim. So again, says the Gemara, what should be done to solve this problem? Says the Gemara, if you have another road that you could travel on, laser ball, that's where you should go. V lekadak echrina, but you have no other road to travel on. Ike inish achrina ba'adai, if there's another man traveling with you, nankali adai ba'hadi hadadi, they should hold each other hands, v'nichlefu, and that's how they should pass between these two women. V'leke echnesh achrina, but if he's not traveling with another man, name ahacha, what he should say is Igris Ozlus Asya Belusia, these are the names of different shadim, miskaten b'chei kevel, you will be killed. Says the Gemara, Haiman did pogibitisa, b'idna de salka, b'tfilas mitzvah, if a man meets a woman as she's coming out of the mikveh, when she went after she finished being a nida, iu kadam mishamish, if he will have relations before she does, after lele the day, ruach zanunim, he will be affected by a ruach of immorality. Vi kadma mishamsha, and if she has relations first, after lele the day, ruach zanunim, she will be affected by that attitude. Maita Kante, what is the Eitzah to do for such a person? Leim Bechach, he should say, Leim Achi, Shoifach Bozal and Divim, V'yaseim B'soyu Loiderach. So, the Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, teaches us that Rabbi Yochanan would sit by the doorway of the mikveh. The reason he sat, the Gemara says there, is that when the women came out of the mikveh, they should look at him. And if they look at him, they will have in mind people like him when they have relations that night with their husband, and they'll have wonderful children. So in here it says that you're not supposed to meet a woman. So one Teretz Tosfos gives that here the Mishnah is speaking about exactly when she comes out of the mikveh. Here, he wasn't sitting in the mikveh, he was sitting distant from the mikveh, and therefore there wasn't this problem. Another Teretz that Tosfos gives is that if it's something that happens it just happened that you met the woman, but here where he sat deliberately, there is no problem. Another Teretz that he gives is that the Gemara just said a way to solve the problem is by saying the pasuk in Tehillim of Shoifich Buz on the Divim, and he was always careful to say this pasuk. So the Mashah asks that it's difficult to assume. The Gemara says, Vimpoga, that if you found this problem occurred, this is a way to solve the problem. But it's hard to do this l'chatchila. So therefore, the Ritva says that this concern is only by your average, regular individual. But when we're speaking about a great person, like Rabbi Yochanan, these concerns don't exist. The Bach says that Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, had very long eyelashes. And since he had very long eyelashes, they covered his eyes. The only time there's a concern that of what the Gemara is mentioning, says the Bach, is when the man and the woman see each other. But since Rabbi Yochanan did not see the women, because his eyelashes covered his eyes, the problem didn't exist. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says, and tell him, Gam Ke'elef, Begeit Samavis, Lo'ira Ra, Kiata Madi, says the Gemara, Zay Yoshin, Betzel Dekel Yechidi, if somebody sleeps next to a single palm tree, so there's no other palm trees, and the palm tree gives off a shade, or Betzel Belavana. If somebody walks in the shade of the moon, these are dangerous things. And that's why the Mashal explains, the Pasuk says, Gam Ke'elech Begeit Salmavis, because the Gemara says, Simen Lamokim, how do you know that a place is a valley? The column, when they are palm trees. So somebody walks Betzel Geit Salmavis, it means because it's a valley and there must be palm trees there. There is no shade coming from another tree on this palm tree. If the shade of one tree comes on the other tree, less than there is no concern. Ask the Gemara, El Haritanya, it says in Ebraisa, if somebody is sleeping on the one palm tree in the chatzar, he needs to be concerned. Hayashim Tzelvana, or somebody who sleeps in the shade of the moon, Dom Beroishai, he's in danger. Hechi Domi, exactly what is the case? Ilem Deloy Nafotur de Chavre Avlei, that one tree isn't putting shade on the other tree. El Filib Sodanami, we should be concerned even in the field. El Lav Shmamina, isn't it? Bryce is speaking about a case, bechatzer, in a chatzer, that afgav the nafal tula de chavre elevei, where there is other trees, he still has to be concerned. Shmamina, that we always have this concern. Says the Gemara further, ubetzila shalavana, sleeping, a walking, under the shade of the moon, loya maran, ela b'marava, only on the, when the moon is on the east side, and the shade is on the west side. Which is at the end of the month. Aval, at the beginning of the month, where the shmoon is bibanichta on the east side, and the shade less lamba, we don't have to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Haiman, the mifne agir de dikla, who's somebody who uses the bathroom on top of a cut off palm tree, achter leila the day, ruach palga, he will be affected by paralysis. The Haiman, the matzli reisha agir de dikla, somebody who puts his head on top of a stump of a palm tree, achtele ruach tsroda, he'll have a headache on half of his head. Haiman de pasa adigla, somebody who jumps over a palm tree, im mikdal, if this was a tree that was cut, kotel, this person will be killed. Vi akar, if this tree was uprooted, makar mayis, he will chas v'shalom pass away. However, says the Gemara, Hani Mili, all of these concerns are only in a situation the Maimonach Karachalei, that he didn't put his foot on the tree. Av Monach Karachalei, if he put his foot on the tree, less lumbar, he need not be concerned. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Tumulei Hava, the five types of shade that could cause a Ruach Ra, Tula the Dikli Yechidah, the shade of a single palm tree, Tula the kanda, the shade of a tree that's called kanda, tula the parcha, the shade of a caper bush, the tula the zardasa, and the shade of the zardasa tree. Ikad amri af tula the arba, also the shade of a boat, the tula the arvasa, the shade of a rava tree, a willow tree, klala milsa, the rule is, call the nafish anfei, any tree that has a lot of branches, kosher tulei, there's a real danger with its shade. V'kein the kosher salve, any tree that is a hard tree, kosher tulei, the shade is dangerous. Levar, mi karamasha, except from karamasha, the type of a tree. Davgav the kashet salve, it has a very hard wood. Like kashet tule, we don't have to be worried about its shade. Darmele shade levra. The shade tells its son, pirche nafshech mikaramasha, stay away from this tree. Diu katol the katoch levuch, it this tree killed your father, the katol of the day, and could kill you. And therefore, since the shadim stay away from that tree, we don't need to be concerned. Amar of Ashi, Chazina le Rav Kahana, I would see Rav Kahana, the Parash Mekula Tule, that he stayed away from all types of shade. He never stayed under a shady tree, just to be careful, because we don't know which tree could be dangerous to shade. Says the Gemara Bei Parchi, the shadim which are found by the caper bush, Ruchi, the name of those shadim is Ruchim. The Mitzuyim Bei Zardasa, Shida, the name of those shadim is Shida. Bei Igra, the shadim that are found on the roof, Rishbi, the name is Rishbi. Ask the Gemara L'may Nafkamina, why do we have to know the names of these different shadim? Says the Gemara L'Kameya, they used to write a Kameya if somebody was Chas Hashem affected by one of these shadim, and you have to know what to write in the Kameya, what shade this patient needs to have a refuah from. The Bei Parchi, the shadim that's found by the caper bush, it's a shade that has no eyes. Says the Gemara L'may Nafkamina, why do we have to know if they have eyes? Says the Gemara L'zuzilmanei, that you can run away from that shade, because since the shade has no eyes, if you run away, it can't chase you. Zimnechada, says the Gemara, there was a time that I have a ozel tzum rabbana lefnuyei, a tzum, one of the Talmid Chama went to the bathroom, lebei parchei, under the Bei Pirchei, Shom the Ka'as Elavei, and he heard the Shadim coming to attack him, the Gazalei, and he ran away from that shade. Ki Azla Chapkula Difka, when the shade started chasing after him, it held on to a tree, to a palm tree. Tzavcha Difka, the decal got completely shriveled up, Upakihi, and the shade bursted. Parcha de Bezerdasa, the shadim that are found by the Bezerdasa, we learned Shidi, their name is Shadi. Says the Gemara, Hai Zardasa, the Smich Lamasa, if you have this type of tree next to the city, Le Pascha Meshitin Shadim, we should know that there are at least 60 shadim around this tree. Says the Gemara, Lamay Nafkamina, why do we have to know this fact? Says the Gemara, the reason we need to know this fact is L'michta lo kameya, to write a kameya, and to write in the kameya that this person came in contact with 60 shadim. Ha'uba kosh demasa, says the Gemara, if there's a city that has a very strong officer, a very difficult person, if he goes and he stands next to the Zardus, which is near the city, Ola bei shitin shadim, he has to be concerned that 60 shadim will attack him, v'stakin, and he'll be in sakana. Asal hume rabbanim, there was a Talmud Chacham, the liyad of the zardus of the shitin shadim he, and he didn't know that this zardus that he was passing by had 60 shadim, v'kosuv, and he wrote a shade for chad shidim, as if there was only one shade. Shama the tal chignim begavei, and they heard that the shadim surrounded this tree. The Kamashri Hachi, they were dancing and singing. Sudri Demaket Sudri Rabbanim, this person is wearing a garment like the garment that the Talmid Chacham wore. Bedikdim b'memar, but we check them out and we see the Lo Yada Baruch. He doesn't know how to make the bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Sfara. When we wear a hat, we make the bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Sfara. And that's why the Shadim were able to affect him. And I saw that the Sefer Divrei Torah from the Michas Elazar says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. He says the Gemara in Masechet Menachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says regarding the Tefillin Shorosh that Vroch, which Oita Yisrael B'Sfara is corresponding to Tefillin Shorosh. That's why many people, when they say the Birchas HaShachar and they say Oita Yisrael B'Sfara, they kiss the Tefillin Shorosh, they touch the Tefillin Shorosh. Says the Gemara says Vroch Kol Amri Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yar Mimecha. So if a person doesn't know Baruch Ata Yisrael B'Svara, if he doesn't know the power of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, then the Shadim Chas V'Shalom could affect him. Awesome, Hurabonim. But now, so this person, as we're learning, was in great danger. But says the Gemara, Awesome, Hurabonim, one of the Talmid Chacham that knew the Yodah, the Zadus, Shitin, Shadim, Hava, that knew there was, that by this tree, there are 60 Shadim, the Kosovo Kamei, the Shitin, Shadim, so he wrote a Kameya to protect somebody from 60 Shadim. Shaman, then he heard the Kamru, Panam and Nachim Mahacha, we have to leave from here, that they no longer have the ability to have any effect on that place. So here we learn that there was somebody who was an average individual, but he was wearing the Sudra Shema Abonim. He was wearing the Begit of the Talmid Chachamim. So from here we see that a person has to know who he is and has to know what is his status. I saw that the Marim Bruna says that there are people who are very meticulous in their Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and one of the things that they do is that they wear their talus cotton on top of their shirt. So he says, a person has to examine himself, is he really on that madrega, that's the way he dresses? Of course, in a place where it became the common minig that everybody dresses that way, then of course, it's not considered that you're dressing different, that you're wearing the garment of a Talmud Chacham, and we can be more lenient. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk speaks about the Ketev Meriri. Says the Gemara, Trei Kitvi Hava, there's two Shadim that are called Ketev. Chad Mekametara, one in before noon, V'chad Mibasatara, and one comes after noon. The Mekametara, the one that comes before noon, Ketev Meriri Shemai, its name is Ketev Meriri, or Mechsi Bekada de Kamcha, and it's seen in the barrel of the Kutach. We have very often in Shas that they had a dip, which was made out of whey and breadcrumbs called Kutach. And it goes around that barrel like a spoon that's put into a pot. The Basatara and the shade of the afternoon, Ketev Yoshut Tzraim Shemoy, or Mahada Bekarna de Iza, it's found at the horns of a goat, and it looks like a sieve. Says the Gemara, Abai have a shock of a ozel. Abai was traveling on the road. Vozel Rapapa Mimine. Rapapa was traveling on his right side. Rav Hunabred of Shua Mismale. Rav Hunabred of Shua was traveling on his left side. As they're traveling, Abai saw Lahu Ketem Meriri the Ka'osel Apid the Smale. He saw this Ketem Meriri that was coming to his left side. A Hadril Rapapa Smale. So he put Rapapa to his left side. Or Rav Hunabred of Shua Limine. And he put Rav Hunabred of Shua on his right side. Amalei Rapapa, Ano Mashnod Lechashishli. In other words, the right side is a better Shmira. So Rapapa said to him, why are you not concerned about me, that you put me on your left side and exposing me to danger? Amalei, so Abai told him, At Shat Kaimtalach, you're a successful person, and a person who's successful it's a raya that Min HaShemayim, they are watching him, and he has less to be concerned with. And I saw, in fact, the Sefer Brisholim says, the Pasuk in Birkas Kohanim says, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and the Medrash says, Yivarecha b'momen v'yishmerecha min hamazikim. So he explains what the Medrash is teaching us, is that if a person is Yivarecha b'momen, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu bless this person that he's wealthy, v'yishmerecha, that's a person who has a shmira min hamazikin. Says the Gemara, Mechad b'tamis, from Rosh Chodesh Tamis, at Shitzebei, until 16 days in Tamis, v'adei shrichi, there's certainly shadim who are called Ketem Meriri around. Mikam v'elech, after that day, Safak Shrichi, Safak Lai Shrichi, we can't be sure. Umishtachi betulah dechatzva, dechatzva gamide, they are found in the shade of a grass that didn't grow in Amma. They came betulah the tzafra panya, and they're found in the shade of the morning and the evening, the lohava gamida, that the shade doesn't take up that much space, doesn't go past an amma. U ikatuli the besakise, but they're also found in the shade that's formed in the besakise. Amr Rav Yosef, hanitles mili yarv arbuna laharim. The following things cause a person chas v'sholem to become blind. Mandasarik reisha yavish, somebody who combs his hair when his hair is dry. Mandashasi tiftif, somebody who drinks water which is dripping out of the barrel. Or mandasayim misane armaisakara, somebody puts on his shoes when his feet are still wet. That, but the Tosfos Shabbos, quoted by the Machzor HaShekel, says that people aren't careful about putting on their shoes when if their feet are wet. And Shomer P'sayim Hashem, once that became the minig, that's the way you could do, that you could put on your shoes, we don't have to worry. The Kutim Merich says that maybe the reason people aren't so concerned about this Bezman Hazeh is because they, in those days, they used to wear shoes without socks. But now that we wear shoes with socks, then we don't have to be concerned. But I did see that the Sefer Chaim Moshe says that what he means to say is that the socks take the place of the shoes, and therefore one should not put on their socks when the feet are still wet. Says the Gemara, Taloi bebeisoi, if somebody hangs up bread in his house, koshla niusoi, it could cause poverty. Kadamri inshi, tola salto, if somebody hangs up a basket with bread, tali mazoni, he's putting his panosa in danger. V'loi amar, says the Gemara, this is only a concern, el rifta, it's only by bread. Av bisse v'kavra, meat or fish, less lombard, there is no concern. Dorchehu, that's the way they used to do. They used to always hang up the fish and meat for drawing. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, said that even though our Gemara says that we have to be concerned about hanging up food, so he says it's very often that children come to school and they have their lunch or their snack in a knapsack. And the knapsacks are hung up, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, on hooks. So why is that not a concern? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman that the only time that it's a concern is when it's not done in a respectful fashion. But if the children bring their food in the knapsack and they have these special hooks where they hang them and it's done in a neat, respectful fashion, there's no problem. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Lamedalet Sif Aleph, says that after Bedikas Chometz, any chametz that's left over, the Gemara we learned at the beginning of our Masechta was very concerned about mice coming and taking that food. And therefore, the Gemara says you should hang it up in a place where the mice can't get to it. But as the Kafachayim, we just learned that one is not supposed to hang up food. So the Kafachayim says that that's only under regular circumstances. But if somebody's hanging the food because he wants to avoid, he wants to stay away from the problem of chametz, of course, that's mutter. And therefore, it's an issue. I saw that the Madani Shulchan says that it's only in its regular situation. But if somebody's learning Masechet Pesachim and he's doing it M'shem Mitzvah, on the contrary, when you're doing it L'shem Mitzvah, and you're doing it what Chazal said, there's nothing to be concerned about. Pari Bebeis, if there's bran in the house, Koshel in the Yusei, it's a problem. Nishavra, crumbs, Bebeis, Koshel in the Yusei, is also a real concern. V'leil Shabbos, V'leil Revius, Friday night, Wednesday night, Shara Mezikin Alevei, the Mezikin affect the crumbs, the Israel Mezonai, because the shade that's in the one that's in charge of Mezonis, Nokud Shmei, his name is Nokud. Nokud means cleanliness. Israel the Niyasa, and the one that's in charge of poverty, Rachman Slon, Novel Shmei. And he looks for a place where it's clean. And I saw that the Lakuti Marich, in fact, says that a school of a panosa is a sharp knife. because a sharp knife doesn't make crumbs. And crumbs, we're learning in our Gemara, is something that we have to be concerned. Saw apum de chatzba. If somebody puts a plate on top of a barrel, koshla niyusay. Man de shoy mai betzi, who somebody who drinks water directly out of a plate, koshla brikusay, it'll affect his vision. Dochel tachli, somebody who eats cress, v'leimosh yadi and doesn't wash his hands, mafchit tlos and yamin, he'll be scared for 30 days. The mesoiker, v'leimosh yadi, somebody who does hakazas adam, will, and he doesn't wash his hands, mafket shiva yomi, he will be scared for 7 days. The shokel mazie, if somebody takes a haircut for the mashi yada and he doesn't wash his hands, mafket tlosa yomi, he'll be scared for 3 days. The shokel turfne, somebody cuts his nails for the mashi yada and he doesn't wash his hands, mafket chad yomi, he'll be scared for 1 day. For the yada maikon fachet, and he doesn't know what's causing the fear. Yada asusa, somebody puts his hands next to his nostrils, darga lefachta, that could cause that he should be in fear. Yoda posoi, somebody puts his hands on his forehead, darga leshinsa, it'll help him sleep. The halacha of washing your hands after you cut your hair, I saw the Kav HaChaim says it doesn't make a difference if it was cut with whatever instrument it was cut, and one should always wash his hands. Furthermore, this halacha about cutting nails applies whether it's the nails on the hands or nails on the feet. And the Ktzais HaShulchan says that even if somebody doesn't cut them, if somebody bites off a nail, the halacha is that the same halacha applies. The Chazon Ish says that if somebody only cut off half a nail, there isn't such a concern. And there's a machlokes how many times after taking a haircut or cutting one's nails do you have to cut your hands? Wash your hands. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to wash your hands 3 times. However, many other poskim say you should wash them 3 times.